So the International Monetary Fund, speaking of the IMF, says the global recession is ending. In its twice yearly assessment of the economic outlook for the world, the IMF predicts rosier days ahead with a 3.1% global growth rate. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So why has the IMF's prediction gotten better since they talked about this in July?
Because financial market conditions have improved. Most obvious sign of that has obviously been the stock markets, but more widely, conditions in markets are a little easier than they were when the IMF was last looking at the question. Consumer confidence has shown some sign of improvement, and falling housing markets, again, have shown some signs of stabilizing. Worth remembering that economic forecasts are subject to quite large margins of error at the best of times, but I think the extraordinary conditions we've had over the last year with the big crisis in the financial system and the equally remarkable efforts to prop up the financial system are particularly difficult to incorporate in a kind of precise way into forecasts. So I think it's inevitable that the IMF was going to be moving its figures around a bit. But this is a notable improvement. In the case of world growth, it's an improvement of 0.6% over what they were forecasting back in July. For the United States specifically, these are figures for next year, it's a slightly larger improvement, 0.7%. But it's still, you have to say, a fairly weak figure that they're forecasting overall.
Was it all good news coming from the IMF?
Well, not entirely. They've still got some real concerns about just how strong the recovery is going to be. They think it has started, but they're not convinced that it's going to be terribly well sustained. I mean, looking at the figures for the United States, for example, they're suggesting next year growth of 1.5%. Now, that, if that were right, that would suggest continuing increases in unemployment. And more generally, the US and elsewhere, they think there'll still be significant problems in the financial sector as banks try to repair their balance sheets, try to repair their finances. It's going to be difficult for them, perhaps impossible for them, to provide all the credits credit that is needed to support a decent economic recovery. And they also have some concerns about the global situation. China and others have been extremely dependent on exporting to the US for their growth in the past. They're not going to be able to do that so effectively in future. So they're going to have to think about a rather different future as well. And that might be a problem for countries like China.
Very quickly, how seriously do people take these assessments from the International Monetary Fund?
I don't think they take them as being absolutely reliable indications of what's coming, and frankly I think in financial markets they have their own views on what's coming, but nonetheless it is an important indicator of what the outlook is in general terms. Don't get too hung up on, you know, the last percentage point.
Okay, Andrew Walker, thank you so much. He's the economics correspondent for our partner the BBC.